I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Now we travel down to the Sioux Falls office, Game Fish and Parks, biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, from Ponset area, heading south, what's been going on for the fishermen?
Yeah, we fished Ponset on Sunday afternoon, and the state boat ramp in the state park there on the south side was definitely full of trailers. And we talked to some people as they came in, and I think most people were picking up a few perch. They were catching quite a few smaller walleyes. Some of those are definitely getting harvested. We had 8-9 perch on the afternoon and caught and released quite a few of those smaller walleyes, kept a few of the bigger ones. So I think if you head out there on that south side, you can have some pretty good fishing, anchor up, either crawlers, minnows, shrimp, or maggots, or waxwood. You know, you just kind of have to mix it up and figure out what they like. And the perch are nice, too. You know, there's a lot of those perch are 11.5, probably up to 13 inches long. So that's pretty good. The last I've heard, Thompson's still yielding some walleyes. It's a pretty quiet bite, but I've heard multiple reports of fish coming out of there. So that might be one to try. excuse me, right around Brookings, it's been pretty quiet. I haven't really heard much on the 81 lakes. The Oakwood's been by there a couple times. No boats out there. Campbell's been pretty quiet lately, and Sinai, we're just really not getting any reports out of that. One of the hot bites that's been going on is in Brant Lake, and the guys fishing that have just been pulling plugs out in the middle of the lake and catching a real mixed bag. I guess they're getting walleyes, some nice perch, crappies, smallmouth bass, and white bass. So you don't really know what you're going to catch. So that's been decent. I have not heard much on the rivers. We have been getting a few tag returns in on some channel catfish, so I gather people are catching some channels down on the James River right now, but not a ton going on there either.
As far as doves and geese, are they having luck with that between Brookings and Sioux Falls, the guys you know out after them?
You know, I think they're shooting some doves. I've been out a couple times on public ground. It seems to me like there's, at least on the areas I'm at, there's fewer doves than there have been in past years, but they might just be distributed differently. Haven't heard a lot of really good reports, though. A few other people I've talked to have said, they've kind of struggled to get some doves, and we've still got a few geese in the area, but have not heard a ton on that either. We just don't have very many small grain fields down around here that you can get out on and hunt. And, of course, they haven't harvested anything yet. But there's a few geese around, quite a few ducks on the ponds, and I think people have seen a fair number of young pheasants running around along the roadside.
Well, Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Brookings and Sioux Falls, Game Fish and Parks offices, thank you. Now we travel up to the Webster offices of Game Fish and Parks. Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist, and anything going on a little bit, maybe a few more keeper-sized fish maybe coming out of Opitz up north of Day?
Yeah, that's what I heard over the weekend. You know, they caught some extra fish on Opitz. Sounds like the bite's still pretty good, as well as for the walleyes, as well as the perch coming out of there, so hopefully, those perch will turn on and the bite will improve as far as perch go, because there's a good numbers of perch in there, as well as a fair number of walleyes. So it's pretty good that we're starting to hear about some bigger fish being caught, so maybe those fish grew this summer.
Do you have any of the smaller lakes in around that Lynn Lake or northern or mid-Day County that's maybe worth a try this fall, or people that have found some nice fish?
Nothing specifically jumps out at me, but Lake would be definitely be a good one. Middle Lynn in that area are the lot of the other ones, the water's dropped a lot, so it's going to be tough to get them within some of these waters now. So maybe wait until the ice up, but then there's definitely a few in the area. That Lardy, if you could get to it, would probably be a good place to go fishing. And the one we call the Johnson Slough, I think, would be good as well. So there's definitely waters. You know, if you fished them in the past and there was fish there, there's a good chance of still pads fishing it if you can get to them.
Do you have wetlands or fairly large, you know, quite a few acres of wetlands that are actually dry, to your knowledge?
You know, I've seen a fair amount of smaller wetlands that have dried up. I don't know about any real big ones as of now, but, you know, we've definitely lost some water this summer and south in the Webster area and south for sure. Now you go north in the Roslyn area and further up, that looks like they've had rains and stuff.
How about as far as Bitter Lake and Waw Bay? Are they finding any keeper-sized perch to go along with a few walleyes, to your knowledge, Brian?
No. As far as on Waw Bay, I haven't heard a whole lot of perch being caught. You know, they're doing well on the walleyes. From last weekend on the north end, I heard some good reports out there. On Bitter Lake, you know, I don't think the pressure's all that great right now, but what I've been hearing down there is smaller walleyes, just a very few perch being caught.
How about as far as dove hunters? Are they disappearing? The doves,
I would
that
say
is?
A lot of the doves are gone now. We just haven't had, you know, much for the doves in the area in the last week or so. So I think that numbers are down. I'm still seeing a few people shooting some geese. Sounds like, you know, they're getting a few, but nowhere near what we've had in the past years as far as geese numbers.
So as far as other lakes fishing, reets, horseshoe, antelope, anything there?
Still a few people fishing reeds. I haven't heard of anybody. Enemy Swim has a little bit of activity fishing a few bluegills.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head out to the Whitlock Bay area, pro guide Chuck Krause. And Chuck, first of all, as far as salmon, from pier on up, any activity in the last week, 10 days in the Whitlock Bay or west of Gettysburg area, Sutton Bay to Whitlocks?
You know, it's not hot and heavy, but there has been some caught. I know there's been people trying it off and on, usually early in the mornings and then right before sundown. There's a handful of people going out and fishing from shore right below South Whitlock and over at East and West Whitlock, and haven't seen anybody trying it down at Sutton Bay yet, but have heard of some success. I know there's been three or four caught from shore, and then the guys that are probably trying to fish walleye, pulling crankbaits, they're picking up some salmon out in the boats too. But as soon as we get this next blast of cooler weather that we got coming on Monday, I kind of suspect the salmon will be probably taken off and going, you know, pretty decent. But with this warmer weather, it's definitely slowed it back up.
Well, as far as the Oahe, they're trying to lower that. And what, in the last 3 weeks, have they lowered it 2-3 foot, do you believe?
No, I would guess it to be over, you know, 2 foot, and maybe not quite as much as 3 foot, but a couple of feet, and it's starting to show on the shoreline, you know, pretty good. So it might make shore fishing a little bit difficult unless you're on an area where you can stand on a rock or something, because the shoreline's going to be pretty soft.
Well, are you targeting smallmouth bass and walleyes now for your clients that you're guiding fishing?
Yeah, pretty much. And the walleye bite has been slow. We are catching some fish. Mostly still doing crankbaits, and then the smallmouth fishing has probably been the bright spot. They've kind of come to life in the last week to 10 days, and if you can find a school, you can catch as many as you want, but you got to find the school and, you know, park on them and sit right on them. And they're not everywhere, but when you do find them, they're in the same places that you'd find the walleye, in the sunken islands, tips of the points. And we've caught them as shallow as 12 foot and as deep as 26 foot.
And
so
what,
it's finding them where they're at. And we're using live bait to catch them. We're using minnows. I think you could probably use a crankbait or, you know, some artificial stuff too, and get them that way too.
And your biggest so far this year is one over 6 pounds?
Yeah, we had a 6 pound, 7 ouncer last week. That's the biggest that's ever been in my boat. And that fish got put back. We put back the real big. Anything usually over 4 pounds, we do release. We've had quite a few in that over 4 pounds that we. I think our biggest yesterday was just over 4. But there's some nice ones, and they're a lot of fun.
Chuck Krause, pro guide out at the Whitlock Bay area. Thank you. Well, now we travel up to Big Stone Lake on the South Dakota side, talking to Jenny at Schmidt's Landing. And the perch fishermen in the last 4 or 5 days, are they finding fish, and are the perch biting?
They have been finding fish. The perch bite has been on now for, I think, for the weekend, and it looked like maybe with the wind yesterday it was slowing a little bit, but today it looks good again.
And as far as parts of the lake, are they kind of in the middle in that Sodak to Schmidt's Landing and north, or where?
Yep, they're starting here and going north, and then some other people are using either the Kazuski Public Access or Hartford Beach State Park access and fishing around there. But yeah, starting here, going north, you can get some, you know, just a few bays north.
How about as far as, are they fishing in deeper water in the middle or closer to the South Dakota side?
So far, it seems like it's been still like 10 feet closer to the South Dakota side on the boats that I've been seeing.
Now, this time of the year, is a walleye bite more up north?
Yes, we have been seeing people get their walleye pretty far up north when they do.
Okay. Yes. And as far as any other fish, many bass caught or crappies or anything else?
I've started to hear a little bit more of crappies being caught, not tons, but, you know, starting to talk about those. Bluegill are still very nice bluegill. Bass here and there, but not as much lately.
Have the fishermen been saying maybe it's a low 70s as far as water temp now?
I don't know the exact temperature. I know that it seems like it is cooling down. You can tell that the kids are in the water a lot less. So
okay.
The temps are getting cool.
And spikes and minnows, the main bait?
Those have been the main bait. Some people like the waxworms, but it seems like spikes are more popular.
Well, Jenny up at Schmidt's Landing on the South Dakota side of Big Stone Lake, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.